This is the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm your host, master coach, and emotional resiliency expert, Lisa Carpenter. I'm here to be your guide through real, raw conversations, navigating life as a high achiever. This show covers what it takes to create physical and emotional well-being, along with how to honor and partner with your body. I'm here to guide you to a connected relationship with yourself, turning self-care into a way of being and not just another task on your to-do list. After all, the things we love, we take care of. This podcast gives you permission to love what you do, but love yourself more. Welcome to the Full Frontal Living Podcast. Welcome to this week's episode of the Full Frontal Living Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Lisa Carpenter, and I am just hot off a trip to Dallas, Texas, where it was hot and it was humid, but it was so rewarding and so fulfilling. I was meeting with one of my mentors, Jim Fortin, and his mastermind group. So I got to spend an amazing week with other souls that just light me up, including one of my dear friends, Lisa Kordoff, who I actually forced her. I requested that she share a room with me because I knew that it would be just so fun and so amazing to be able to spend all that time with her and debrief our days and just have laughs. And you know, I just want to say to you in your life, you know, your environment has such an impact on who you're being in this world. And it is so, so important that you take an inventory of not just the stuff around you, you know, and does it make you feel good, but really take an inventory of the people that you surrounded yourself with. Because the universe, as my mentor Jim Fortin says, doesn't test us, it reflects us. And if you're not liking things in your life, pay attention to the conversations you're having with people and the people that you're spending time with, and really make a conscious decision about who you want those people to be. So I am so grateful and I am so blessed. I'm even getting choked up thinking about this. When I look at my life now and the people that have come into it who lift me up, don't allow me to hide, show me that I'm here to impact so many more people and to have a much bigger impact than I even want to acknowledge. And they encourage me to go out and do my thing and be brave and be bold and, you know, make the impact that I'm here to make. So just take an inventory of the people that you are surrounding yourself with and really ask, are these people reflecting who I want to be? Do they show me what's possible for me? Or are the people that you're surrounding yourself with keeping you stuck in the stories and the circumstances that you don't actually like? So growth is uncomfortable, and you have to look at all the elements of your life and take full responsibility for them. And I'm so proud. And like I said, I'm so grateful for the amazing souls that I am sharing, you know, my life and my business journey with. And of course, to get off the plane and see my handsome hubby waiting there for me and knowing that I get to close out the summer with my family and the beautiful weather here in Vancouver. Oh, life is just good. Life is good. So today, what I wanted to talk about is eating while traveling and taking care of yourself when you're traveling and you're out of your natural habitat, because I know this is a big thing for a lot of my clients. They really struggle with this, and I'm able to do it with a lot of grace and a lot of ease because I am that person who truly cares about what goes into her body and how she feels. So there are things that I make a priority, whether I'm vacationing or traveling for business, or road tripping for my family. And I wanted to give you guys the perspective of how this rolled out for me. And I did do a little IG story on it that I got quite a bit of feedback on. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to come on the podcast and talk about it because I think it's so important. So I want to start with, you know, vacation. When we go on vacation, we take a vacation from our lives. And in my opinion, and through my perspective, we should never take a vacation from our lifestyle. So if if you were to go on vacation and not have a shower or brush your teeth, you wouldn't feel very good. So why would you go on vacation and suddenly start shoving a whole bunch of stuff in your body that isn't going to make you feel good? And when I say not feel good, I'm not talking about just physically not feel good. What many of you may or may not realize is the impact that food has on your emotional state of being. Many of my clients do not understand that some of the depression that they're struggling with, the anxiety that they're struggling with, is directly related to the type of foods that they're putting in their body, even the fatigue that they're feeling. So many of my clients don't understand that often when they're craving things, it's because they're not giving their body what they need. And what I'm finding now as I'm running my weight loss from within 30-day program is so many of the women in there, and I'm so proud of them, I'm so grateful for them, are recognizing these patterns and the disconnect that they have between their bodies and food and how it all kind of is intertwined, right? If you're driving a luxury car and you're putting garbage gasoline into it, it's not going to run at its optimum state. Yet we're expecting to show up as, you know, business people, CEOs, moms, entrepreneurs, whatever you're doing in your life, but we're giving ourselves poor fuel at home. And often it gets worse when we're traveling because we're on vacation. So we just throw our hands in the air. So when I travel, I still make what I need to feel my best a priority. And it isn't always convenient, doesn't always make sense, but it's a non-negotiable for me because if I'm going to be in a room full of energy and I want to be really on point and being able to contribute and have my brain firing on all cylinders, then there are some things that are just key for me. So the first thing that I do before I travel is I check and see if the hotel has, you know, kitchen amenities. So I'm either getting a room with a small kitchen. That's why I love Airbnb, because then I can just get myself a kitchen, which is amazing. There's so many options for us these days. But at the very least, I want to know that the hotel has a fridge that I can, you know, stock up with my own things. Quite often, I check out the restaurant so I know what choices are on the menu. Whenever I'm booking a place to stay, I'm always looking at what amenities are close around within walking distance, whether it's gyms or grocery stores or what have you. So I really don't leave those things to chance. They are a top priority because I know if my needs are met, like I said, I'm going to show up as my best self. So when I got to Dallas, I was delighted to find that the gym that I had scoped out, I knew it was close to the hotel. It was right across the street, which was phenomenal. And the hotel was more than happy to provide me with passes, so I didn't even have to pay for it. It's amazing what happens when you are just nice to people. People want to be nice back. So I got free passes to the gym. It was like being able to go into a candy store. Although I didn't work out as much as I wanted to, I did get some good workouts in. So why did I not work out as much as I wanted to and had planned to? Because I made the choice to stay up later than normal, having deep conversations with friends from around the world that I'm only going to have an opportunity to do every so often. So I know I have many, many more workouts in my future, but I really made the priority with those people, or the time with those people, a priority. So it meant later nights than usual. We were up till, you know, midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. some nights. Most nights we tried to get to bed by midnight, but then we were starting our morning at, you know, 8 or 9:30. So it was a really long day and it was a lot of energy out. So I chose to not go to the gym when I wasn't fully rested, because working out my body when I haven't had enough rest is no bueno. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. Once I checked into the hotel, I also located where the nearest Whole Foods was and I took myself for a walk. Now in Dallas heat, this walk was like a workout. I sweat from places I didn't know I could sweat. It was unbelievable. But I got myself to Whole Foods, picked up some, you know, nowadays you can buy salads that are already in containers. I bought myself a little paring knife so I could cut some things up. I got some fruit. I got some Greek yogurt. I know many of you can't eat dairy, but there's always options. bought myself some Goline cereal so I'd have some crunch because I love breakfast. And breakfast is such an important meal for me. I know we're told that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but the way I look at it is breakfast sets the energy for my day. So if I have a meal for breakfast that I know is going to support me being my best, it's also going to set the foundation for me making great choices throughout the day. Because you may, as many of my clients do, once they make one poor choice, they kind of throw up their hands in the air and say, well, I made a poor choice, so screw it. I'm just going to eat whatever I want. Yes. I hear the voices in your head. I understand this. So this is why breakfast is paramount for me, because it lays the foundation. It's that kind of unconscious commitment to how I want to be present with myself throughout the day. So hopefully that makes sense to you. I also found at Whole Foods, they have chicken breasts in the fridge section, just plain grilled chicken breasts, not fancy. I'm not looking for fancy. They also have cooked food. But I just wanted things that I could bring back to my room, that I could cut up with ease between meetings and take care of myself, right? So it's not fancy chicken on salad, but you know what? Chicken on salad with some pomegranate seeds put on top of it, and then a really lovely dressing, and I'm good to go. Like, what more do I need? And I don't know about you guys, but when it's hot out, even when I'm in air conditioning, I still just crave like lighter foods. It's not like I feel like eating soup or stew. So just by having these things in the room allowed me to pop back up in the room and pop something in my mouth if I was feeling hungry. I picked up a bag of those mini like sweet peppers, like bell peppers, but they're just like little mini ones that I could munch on, and just, you know, assorted veggies. Grabbed some cutlery from the restaurant in the hotel lobby and made my yogurt parfaits in the morning in the water cups that they provide. Right? So you just have to be resourceful. But that's the way my brain thinks. It's not work. It doesn't take any thought other than knowing what I'm going to eat. And that's it. So that's really important for me when I'm traveling. And I want you to think about that. So again, you know, I don't drink. If you drink, that's your choice. I do eat sweets. I love treats. So this trip wasn't without me, you know, indulging in a few things here and there. And that's okay. I'm not looking for perfection. I'm looking for overall, how am I enjoying my experience? And am I really committed to feeling my best? Because there's nothing worse than coming back from a trip or a holiday, and now you've packed on a bunch of weight that you're not feeling good about, and you're not feeling good in your skin, right? I love my clients to come back feeling just as good as when they left, and knowing how to make choices that really support how they want to feel, not just when they're on vacation, but also when they come home. And this is the push and pull of learning how to eat better. But the truth is, making choices like this and having this way of thinking and being becoming, you know, second nature to you requires that you look at the stories and beliefs that you're currently holding about healthy eating. And what is coming up in this weight loss from within group is that a lot of people believe that it's hard, it takes too much work, it's too time consuming, and it's because they've created this whole drama around what they're making it mean, right? Or they go into a restaurant and they just default to the unhealthy choices, even though the healthy choices are there, because who they're currently being, they just kind of throw their hands in the air and say, screw it. Whereas when you step into, wait a minute, I'm the type of person that deeply cares and loves and respects my body and how I feel about my body and in my body, this is the choice I'm going to make. And there's no lack or deprivation, nothing like that comes up. I don't feel like I'm missing out when I'm having an amazing taco salad on a patio in Texas. It was delicious. I don't know about you guys, but when somebody else makes a salad, it tastes like twice as good. And all it was their version of whatever spices they put on the chicken, avocado, lettuce. What else was on it? There was a little bit of sour cream. I didn't use very much of it. And like a great salsa, and all mixed together. It was so big, I couldn't even finish the thing. So that's what's available for you. But you actually have to step into, and you can ask yourself this, because this is what a lot of my clients do. If I were Lisa, what choice would I be making? Because if you want to be that person who feels great in her body and connected to her body, you have to channel being there already. You have to work from the vision, not to the vision, but from the vision. And when you start to think this way about food and not as a, so many people use food as like a thing they manipulate to get what they want with their bodies. But when you start looking at food as a way to nourish you, showing up as being your best self, it gets much easier to create these choices. So, you know, what full frontal living is really built on, I want you to understand the pillars, is this acronym HALT that I've talked about in previous episodes, which is hungry, angry or anxious, lonely, and tired. So hungry is about making sure that you're properly fed throughout the day, right? If I had gone to my conference all day and hadn't eaten all day, at nighttime, I would have been throwing my hands up in the air and eating all the food. And this is what happens to so many of you. You may have noticed this about yourself, that in the evening, you're just like stuffing your face and you don't even know why. Well, if you haven't given your body enough food throughout the day to support its caloric needs to keep you alive, it's going to demand that you feed it at some point, right? Not to mention any emotional void that you're feeling, quite often you're going to use food to numb that out, right? So we eat out of boredom, we eat out of loneliness. Angry and anxious. So again, depending on the types of food you're putting in your body, your foods can greatly impact your moods. So there are foods that I used to eat that I would almost like go into a rage later. Or if you've ever felt that PMS where it almost feels like there's something crawling under your skin, like you're just feeling, I don't know how else to describe it, but gnarly. Certain foods would turn up the volume on that for me. This is why I don't really eat any type of potato chip or bready type of thing anymore, because those really trigger different emotional reactions for me. And I'm responsible for my emotions. I'm 100% responsible for my emotions. So why would I want to give myself something that I know is going to send me down a path that really doesn't make me feel good, right? Who wants to be walking around feeling gnarly? And then lonely, right? This is all about connection to self. You can be in a room full of 30 people and feel completely alone and empty, right? If you don't know how to connect with yourself. And this is about looking at the emotions, the feelings that you're feeling, but also the behaviors that you're using to cover up that feeling of emptiness and not feeling fulfilled. So it can be substance addiction, right? Like overeating, drugs, alcohol, or it can be process addictions where we use behaviors like control, perfectionism, people pleasing, approval seeking, to cover up that feeling of loneliness and not good enough and not feeling loved. And then the last one, of course, is T, which is tired, which full frontal living, I'm a big supporter of rest and play because we're not here to be serious all the time. So if you've ever coached with me, if you've ever seen me in an interview or deliver classes, I can be intense, right? I call myself lovingly disruptive. And in person, what you'll find is I have this fun and silly side that I've been nurturing. Now that I'm not so caught up in perfection and what will people think, you know, you can find me dancing in front of the rest of the group down the streets of Dallas because I want life to be playful and fun. And tired, if I could wave a magic wand and give planet Earth one thing, and especially the women of planet Earth, and this probably pertains to you, I would wave my magic wand and I would give everybody the gift of rest. Because if men and women would just value rest and make it a non-negotiable, it would change so much. Because when we are tired, nothing good happens. We have a hard time controlling the voices between our ears, right? Our thinking, the crazy thoughts that we have. When we are tired, we reach for foods to try and pick us up and give us energy, right? So we're constantly, when we're tired, we're looking for things to support us not feeling tired. But what we really need is rest. And I hear from women all the time, and this is probably, you probably think I'm talking about you. Oh, but Lisa, I don't want to go to bed because when the kids are in bed, when everybody's down, that's like my time. But what is it costing you to have that time for yourself in the evening if you're feeling like a bag of crap during the day? What behaviors is it perpetuating in you when you're not rested? So the number one priority for me is rest. This is why I didn't get all my workouts done, right? And I'm working with a coach right now. It's important that I stay consistent and get my workouts done. But if I'm not rested and I try and go into the gym or I try and people, right? Like it was hardcore peopling. There were a lot of relationships and deep conversations. This was not a fluffy week. I have to be as rested as possible so that my best self can shine through, right? Because I know if you're anything like me, if you're not rested, it's really, really hard to do life. It is really hard to do life. So this is why all the elements of full frontal living are so paramount, why all these pillars of, you know, the food you eat, learning how to navigate your emotions, learning what impacts your emotions, looking at your behaviors, looking at how you connect in with self, and what that looks like for you, and rest and play. I'm going to be talking about these pillars over and over and over again, because it's the only way for you to heal the relationship that you are having with your physical body. Your weight is just a symptom. Diets, okay, as much as diets can, yes, they can mess us up, and metabolism and yada, yada, yada. Eating healthy works. And I'm sure you've probably lost weight before. But if you haven't been able to keep it off, was it the diet's fault? Or was it what you believed about yourself? And that's really what, you know, that's really why I launched Weight Loss From Within, and I opened up that program because I wanted to talk about it more. So going back to those pillars of hungry, angry, or anxious, lonely, or tired, if you have two or more of those in a day, so if you haven't eaten and then you are exhausted because you were, you know, up all night, chances are you're going to be medicating with food, alcohol, people pleasing, whatever it is for you, right? If you're not deeply connected into yourself, if you don't have a relationship with yourself, which I get that that might be hard to understand. And a lot of the women in Weight Loss From Within are realizing, holy crap, I am not connected with myself. I had no idea these were the stories I was telling myself every day. They're learning to hear what they're saying to themselves. And they're having to take a step back and say, wow, like, I don't want to be this person to myself. This isn't okay. I would never let my daughter say this to herself. I would never let my best friend say this to myself. So they're seeing how the relationship with themselves has been toxic, and how it's manifested now in this physical body that they're struggling with, right? They're perpetuating their own struggle. This is what we're unpacking. So this is why I get so passionate about this. And I'm going to be talking about these pillars more and more and more as we go, because, you know, the one thing that I realized a lot of things in Dallas. But one of the biggest things is how much I'm still holding myself back from having the courage to put this message out there. Because I get messages every day from women saying, I've never heard somebody talk about the things that you're talking about in the way you talk about them. And that matters to me. And I know that I am the voice that so many people haven't heard, and the way I say things and the way only I can say things, because we're all unique little snowflakes in a certain right, and then we're all the same at the same time. But this is to remind you that we each have a voice that is unique to us, and some people are only going to hear our voice in the way we say it. And I was reminded that I need to have a bigger voice, and I need to show up with a lot more courage and a lot more boldness and talk about these things even more, so that this full frontal living message really catches on, and so that I can help more of you heal your body, right? Because in healing your body, you're going to heal yourself. And when you start showing up differently for you, when you start truly mattering in your own life, it impacts every single relationship around you. And women in particular really need to get out of their crap, because the world needs us to show up, right? We're so busy battling the voices in our head and worrying about what we look like in the mirror and hating on our bodies that we're missing the important work that we're here to do. So I'm going to get off my soapbox now, because I'm not even sure how I ended up down this tangent. But I want you to know that I am going to be stepping forward, and I'm going to be calling you in if this is you, if you are the woman who behind the scenes is really not happy in her body and is really ready to take responsibility and look at, what if I am the problem? So I'm not saying you're broken. Nobody is broken. What I'm saying is, have the courage to turn your fingers back on you and say, what if it's not about the diets? What if it's not about the food? What if it's not about what society is telling me? What if this is about me? What if I simply just don't know what I don't know? There was a lot of stuff that I didn't know about me until I knew it. And as I started to learn it and I started to unpack it, I changed my life, because I took responsibility for me, changing me, transforming me from the inside out. And that is possible for you as well. So if I'm speaking directly to you, I would love for you to hop on the wait list for the next round of Weight Loss from Within. I am not sure when I'm going to be reopening doors, but I know it's going to be sooner than later, because I am on fire about doing this work, especially because I'm seeing what's happening in the current group that is enrolled. So if that's you, just go over to lisacarpenter.ca/WFW waitlist. And I'm going to put the link in the show notes so you don't miss it. If you're not into group programs and you're like, Lisa, I need to work with you one-to-one, I'm tired of getting in my own way, it is so much more important to me that I take care of myself and learn what that means, then hop over to my website and book a coaching call with me, and let's dive in and see where it takes us. So it's a holiday Monday here in Canada. I'm going to hit the stop record button, and I'm going to get out and enjoy the rest of my day and sink into such deep gratitude for every single one of you listening. I do not take it lightly that you put me in your earbuds every week and you wait anxiously for the new episode to come up. So thank you. I also want to thank you for helping me not just hit the 10,000 downloads, but we're almost at 11,000. How amazing is that? So thank you, thank you, thank you. And last but not least, if you haven't already done so, please head over to iTunes and leave me a rating and review. I can't even begin to tell you how important those rating and reviews are, not just because they fill my heart when I read them, but it helps other women who are just like you, who need to hear my voice and my message in the very unique way that I deliver it. It'll help them find it. So I would be so honored if you would leave me a rating and review over on iTunes. And until next week, take good care of you. Make yourself a priority. It doesn't mean you're throwing everybody else under the bus, but only you can decide that you have to matter most in your life. I'll see you on the next episode.